Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As engineering student from the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology has developed a large social media following for his photography. He has nearly 25,000 follow him on Instagram. His feed features crisp, detailed images of the night sky. SDPB's China Lockett followed him to a secluded landscape while he captured the scene.
The sun has set over the Badlands National Park, and now the scene feels like a different planet. Headlights illuminate hundreds of tan, sandy pillars and hilly formations. Rapid City-based photographer Eden Bata fills his arms with camera gear. He hikes up a hill, then sets up his tripods.
If you look towards the north, that's a part of the Ursa Major constellation. It's called the Big Dipper, and it's kind of pointed towards the North Star.
Vibrant stars overhead surround the park as far as the eye can see. The brightest spot is made of a murky cluster of stars and dust that form a thick line as they stretch across the sky. This is the Milky Way. Bata points his lens at the formation.
I'm trying to shoot only a part of the Milky Way, which is the dark nebula. The Milky Way core is the center of our galaxy. It's the brightest spot in our Milky Way. And we can kind of differentiate with our camera. So in a long exposure Milky Way shot, you can clearly see the good structure of the Milky Way core.
Bata, who's 29, is a self-taught photographer. He moved to the state from Nepal 5 years ago. He's a student at the School of Mines.
I am studying biomedical engineering. I am doing my doctorate degree right now.
He's had a camera for a long time, but only started capturing the stars 2 years ago.
It's kind of a very fantastic genre to get into. For the first time when I saw the Milky Way with my naked eye, it was here in Black Hills. It kind of opened my eyes and opened my horizon. It's kind of inspiring in many ways, I would say.
He watched plenty of tutorials and read articles to hone his skills. Bata's photos are sharp and detailed, traits that are not easy to capture in night photography. Shooting the stars is a technology-heavy genre. The camera has to let in just the right amount of light for the stars to be visible.
It takes a good amount of a learning curve. My first Milky Way shot was like really bad, kind of a completely white sky or completely overexposed.
Since the Earth is constantly moving, getting clear images is a challenge. If the exposure lasts too long, the stars will be blurry. Bata conquers this problem with a special piece of gear called a star tracker. He attaches it to his tripod and his camera to the device. The tracker moves slowly, following the movement of the sky.
It kind of counteracts the spin of the Earth and tracks the star so that I can get a longer exposure. Not just the regular 20-30 seconds, I can get a really long exposure, let's say for like 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
A higher exposure time means he can leave the shutter open longer and create a brighter picture with more stars. The camera clicks and a preview of Bata's newest image appears on the screen.
If I kind of zoom in, the stars are not moving, they are like pinpoint.
Bata says taking the photo is just the first step. Once he captures the stars, he needs to use editing software to make all the small details in the sky visible. He uses tools to do things like correct the color, perfect the light, and even make the photos less grainy or noisy.
I'll normally take like a series of photos, and with the help of stacking software, I can stack these multiple photos together to even reduce noise further.
Bata says he goes out to secluded landscapes year-round to capture images like this, but the Badlands are his favorite area. He says he can always count on getting a great view of the stars here.
If I kind of get a really technical, it kind of takes the fun away of it. It has to be a kind of a balance between art and kind of a technical aspect of night sky photography.
He says creating art is a great way to take a break from bioengineering schoolwork. For now, Bata says this is just a hobby, but he says it's inspired him to get out and see more of his new home. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.